This platform offers a crowdsourcing possibility for young people in 5 thematic areas and helping them to consolidate their call for the post-2015 development agenda. Now, as we are moving forward in the debate around the post-2015 development agenda, we are focusing about what are the youth priorities in this agenda. This online platform is run by ITU, and with, together with more than 1,100 youth organizations are joining forces in this exercise. And hopefully, the result will be a consolidated list of youth targets and indicators in the post-2015.
Why is it important to get young people involved in the post-2015 process?
Half of the world population under 25 years old. Young people today are 1.8 billion, where 90% of the young people around the world are coming from developing countries. It's imperative that we need to engage them in this debate about post-2015 development agenda. The post-2015 development agenda will be shaping the realities, and they will be the driving force for implementing the agenda, and today they should be in the driver's seat as well.
What are you expecting the youth to come up with?
I expect young people to come together in this platform to produce list of targets and indicators for the post-2015 development agenda in education, health, good governance, protection against crime, peace and security, and also allowing them to discuss employment and entrepreneurship. We are hoping that the result will be list of targets, indicators, and youth priorities, which member states will be picking and using during their deliberation to produce the post-2015 development agenda.
So how will these views be incorporated into the SDGs? Do you think the member states are really going to listen to these young people?
One of the partners in this platform is the Major Group for Children and Youth, which is working very closely with the in the Open Working Group, which will produce SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. I've been working closely with the co-chairs of the Open Working Groups and producing and also presenting them the youth priorities. We are hoping that the first round of consultation will be presented to the Open Working Group and to the co-chairs, and we are hoping that member states will reflect the youth priorities that will be coming from the crowdsourcing in the post-2015 development agenda and in the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals.
This crowdsourcing platform is being launched a couple of weeks after the announcement you made of the Global Partnership for Youth in the post-2015 development agenda. Can you tell me a little bit about that partnership?
The partnership is a unique one. It offers a platform for thousands of youth organizations around the world to partner with the United Nations. Let's remember that the Secretary General of the United Nations in his second term has made working with and for young people. So this is a partnership spirit for working with young people for achieving the MDGs first and also setting the post-2015 development agenda and implementing the post-2015 development agenda. This partnership allows UN agencies, international organizations, thousands of youth organizations around the world to come together and cooperate and coordinate their efforts to set the new development agenda and also to continue working together for the implementation of the new development agenda.